We're back from recess. The next order of agenda is an enhanced enterprise zone ordinance. Mr. Arges, could you join us? We'll just have you here if that's all right. That way we can hear you on the system.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do I need to state who I am and all that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, Jonas Arges, Director of the Taney County Business Development Partnership.
Jonas, where are we in the process with the enhanced enterprise zone, and what is needed from us today?
Okay. As far as the application process, we are now down to, by this body, passage of the final ordinance that establishes the North American Industrial Code classifications that will be eligible for the zone, and also the local abatement on property tax, which were recommended by the Enhanced Enterprise Zone Board to be 50% of for a maximum of 10 years, which is the minimum requirement by the state program to be eligible. So what I have sent to you and brought copies of today are signed copies of all previous ordinances that are required by the application prior to submission. I also have the signature pages, which have all been signed by respected representatives of the villages and the cities, which the presiding commissioner will need to countersign. And then there's one additional signature page that basically says you are authorizing us as the administrator of the proposed administrator of the zone to submit the application. And I've been in daily contact with our consultant, Carol Shoemaker. And she has instructed me as of Friday of last week, that our application is ready to submit. And the only things that are missing from the application are the aforementioned ordinance that needs passage today and these signature pages.
Just as, and I apologize for being redundant, but all the incorporated areas have, in fact, passed the ordinances that they needed to pass in order for us to move forward.
Just to review, this body was asked in the beginning to pass a resolution that established the Enhanced Enterprise Zone Board, which we did. That board met. They made the recommendations on these NAICS codes and abatements. Then there was two separate ordinances required by each political subdivision in support of the Enhanced Enterprise Zone. All those have been met, so, and I have copies, signed copies of all those ordinances for you to see, and I believe you have electronic copies that I sent also.
And I would like to welcome everyone for today's scheduled hearing regarding the EEZ. Before this commission asks further questions, is there anyone here that has any comments that they would like to make, either on the EEZ board or not?
And I'll just throw a comment out. As this discussion has taken place, it's media's covered it, and there's been some misunderstanding of what the EEZ is going to establish and what powers it supposedly gives and takes away and all that. And just for clarification, and I know the answer to this, but there was a pretty good group of people misunderstanding that once an EEZ is established, it gives more power or authority to the county commission to exercise eminent domain.
Yeah.
And obviously that's not the case, but I'm sure you were approached by a similar group and
sure.
With concerns.
What the concern was is one of the ordinances declares existence of blight.
Right.
And it's the same definition of blight used in state statute when concerning eminent domain. So people that had that concern were concerned that you know, designating that condition would make it easier with eminent domain proceedings.
Right.
Well, what it, all these ordinances that passed regarding that issue, Section 3 states, let me get it real quick here. Section Section 3 states that, a board of, or the board of trustees or board of aldermen do hereby declare this declaration of blight as defined in Chapter 135, referring to state statute, cannot be used to meet the conditions for blight under any other state statute. And you know, one of the things that we tried to inform, you know, the citizens that brought up the issue was that, well, this will not help or deter any governing authority to exercise that right that they already have. Well, it doesn't make it any easier or make it any harder. If they want to do that, if they have a reason to do that, they will do that. They already have the power. Right. So.
And then the only other comment, though, is this, with Stone County working on their EEZ also, it brought it to light that we're not asking for the maximum,
no.
Which is, I think, 75%.
Well, and you can actually
100%.
You can do more, and you can stagger it based off. There's all kinds of formulas that I'm sure their Enhanced Enterprise Zone Board looked at, and they, I believe, chose 75 for 15 years.
Correct.
I believe
that's correct.
Based off, you know, Taney County, the assets we have, history with other incentive programs, and I'm referring to TIFs not being a very popular subject. We wanted to make sure that, and I feel that our EEZ board felt very comfortable that the minimum requirement to participate in the state program was significant enough for us to, you know, utilize the tool as it's intended. Now, Stone County, I'm only assuming, I've not been part in any of those meetings, but I'm assuming that based off their assets and what they feel like they need to do to be competitive, that's probably why they chose those abatements.
Okay. That's all the comments I had. Danny, if you have anything.
In order for a business to qualify, there are certain criteria that they have to meet before they would see any abatement whatsoever that would be extended, correct?
Yeah, they need to have $100,000 in capital investment, creation of 2 jobs above and beyond the county average wage, provide health insurance at a minimum of 50% participation by the employer. There was also some language in the ordinances that states regarding road damage, if there's anything, if they damage any road in that either city or village or the county, that if they don't repair to as good or if not better than what they were previous to construction, then the abatement's null and void. So there's a few other things in there, but. The minimum requirements are the capital investment and the creation of jobs.
Well, I think that it really speaks well to the EEZ that the school districts within the county and that every incorporated area within the county have been very positive about the formation of this EEZ.
Yeah.
And I would entertain a motion.
And I have the motion. If I could make one more piece of information for those from the media possibly. What we're approving is the NAICS code, the North American Industrial Code, and there's some specific exclusions, and I want to make sure that the exclusions are mentioned, is that we're excluding hazardous waste treatment, we're excluding gambling establishments, food and drinking places, and religious organizations. So, I mean, it's clearly defined in the application. That's a high level of what we're excluding, but we're not offering this to all businesses exclusively. We have very specific.
We're following state statute, and the EEZ board chose to suggest using the eligible codes. Retail is one thing that's also not included. So,
right.
Agriculture is included. Forestry is included. So,
okay. With that, I'm going to move to approve an ordinance supporting the application for enhanced enterprise zone and establishing the real property tax abatement and the listing of eligible enhanced business enterprises by these attached North America Industrial Codes.
NAICS. So both are rolled into one motion?
Yeah, it's one ordinance.
One ordinance.
Yeah, the ordinance spells out the codes, eligible codes, and the local abatement.
Is there a second?
I second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve an ordinance supporting an application for an enhanced enterprise zone and establishing real property tax abatement and listing the eligible enhanced business enterprises by NAICS for the Taney County Enhanced Enterprise Zone. Discussion?
I did have one question.
Yes, sir.
Reviewing the maps that were presented last week, I seen that the entire county was involved in the maps on the EE zone, but it also had federal and state lands included in the maps. I wondered if there was anything that we had overlooked as a district by approving this ordinance that should have left those out or should have that can apply those to the landmass.
No, and again, based on state statutes in the program, the map itself and the zone is based off census tracts, and since those census tracts include portions of the state and federal land, and I'm probably not using the right term, but it overrules that, you know, the basis of the zoning and developing the maps refer back to census tracts, and those have to be, and I can't tell you the formula, but they have to be in certain relation as far as poverty rates and population to qualify.
And the census tracts encompass the entire county.
Exactly. The map itself, there are portions of the county that aren't included in the map. I'd say about 95% of the county is in the eligible area.
I know that throughout the national forest and all that, there's 40-acre tracts here in the 80s and 160s that lay within those that are private properties or corners. So that was my only question about the entire thing.
Yeah, and actually that question was brought up not during the Enhanced Enterprise Zone public hearing, but either before or after. And Carol did confirm that since everything is based off the census tracts, that there's no conflict or, differences of opinion when it comes to national forest or state land.
I'm fine. I just need to ask a question.
Further discussion, gentlemen? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I want to thank the board that was appointed for all the work that you put into this. I think that we've taken a huge step forward and am delighted that we have done so. You have the originals for me to sign?
I have, yes, sir. I have the counter signature sheets and then the certification basically that states that you allow us to submit the application to the state.
Do you want to declare a recess, Ron, because we can the rest executives. So.
Let's stand in recess for 10 minutes, at which time the County Commission will reconvene in executive session for personnel discussions and others.
Thank you very much.